But the New York Post has still at this moment locked out of their Twitter feed because they refuse to back down on the Hunter Biden email story. Kayleigh McEnany was suspended from her account. House members, a House Twitter feed was either not banned or suspended, but they were not allowed to post a link to a story. And what did we hear last Friday? Oh, Ted Cruz, I'm gonna get you. Don't, Jack, I'm coming for you. I like my favorite man, Johnny Cash, once said, sooner or later, Ted Cruz is gonna cut you down. Right? All righteous. What happened? Nothing. Nothing ever does. It never takes place. Because the Republican Party is a party of feckless rhinos. And it always will be. The saying is, successful Democrats campaign like a moderate, or campaign like a Republican and govern like a progressive. We got this lady, MJ Hager. Super butch. I don't care that she has two kids. Super butch, riding motorcycle. I'm Air Force veteran. She is running to win a senatorial seat against John Cornyn in Texas, as appealing as a moderate. But she'll govern as a progressive. Why do I say that? Because Republicans run like conservatives and govern like nothing. They just don't govern. So the story from Politico dropped last night, or this morning, sometime in the last 24 hours. We have it at the Acting All Crusadery blog, which you guys should be checking out. Or you can find it when it scrolls by at the bottom of the page at the Crusader Stadium. It'll say, Senate panel delays vote on to subpoena Twitter and Facebook CEOs. So there you go. Yay! We had such bluster. And some of us were saying, it's probably not going to happen. Primarily because Republicans are about power. And if you restrict Twitter and Facebook, if you restrict these people, then you can't fundraise off of it. There's a reason abortion is still on the docket and still a campaign issue, despite multiple opportunities of having the Senate and the House controlled by Republicans, even stripping funding of Planned Parenthood. Because then you can't fundraise off of it. You can't get people to give you money to fight against the evil establishment. And not to mention that Twitter and Facebook are the greatest data gathering tools out there. Right? They enable big government. But there you go, folks. So that's our first one, right? Great to be a Republican today. And they wonder why Trump gets elected. Why do people vote for Trump? See the story from Politico, which we'll deep dive in a little bit. But after a lot of bluster, nothing happens. In concert with this, dropped last night. I talked about it with Mike Church, the Mike Church Show, during our crosstalk. SCOTUS dropped last night a decision that's going to allow 3-day extensions for Pennsylvania ballots. A divided court, despite the fact that it is 5-3, right? It's 5-3 right now. How did it get divided? Oh, that's right. Chief Justice Trump Derange Syndrome decided that he's going to side with the liberals. the liberal wing. Because John Roberts does not care about you, me, the Republic, the Constitution, any of this stuff. John Roberts cares about himself some John Roberts. He loves himself some John Roberts, and he loves the headlines that are written today about one John Roberts. John Roberts likes John Roberts. John Roberts is going to make this this decision so John Roberts can get some. John Roberts is the diva wide receiver of SCOTUS. But he's the tricky one because he doesn't talk. So, in a 4-4 decision, it gets kicked back to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, who said that ballots could be accepted 3 days after the election. 3 days after the election. Even though there's no, you could, these said that ballots lacking a clear postmark could be counted. Now, who the hell knows when they came or where they came from? It's very ironic considering Republicans closed the gap in registration in Pennsylvania. The fact that the one and only Barack Obama had to be dispatched to Philadelphia, of all places, to shore up the vote there. The unions have endorsed Trump. Well, not endorsed Trump, but the unions are going to vote for Trump. At least the union members. The union leaders don't like it, but the union members don't care. But yet, John Roberts, Johnny Roberts, the diva wide receiver. It's all about him, right? Johnny loves himself being that swing vote. He couldn't wait for Kennedy to kick out so he could do it. There is so much influence you have as that key, quote-unquote, swing vote. All the cases rely on you. Right? It's got to be, that's a power trip, man, for the Catholic John Roberts. Loving himself, being the eyes of the entire thing, because John Roberts wants to make sure that he has a unbiased court and that his court is not swayed by ideology. And this is why it's frustrating to be a Republican or vote Republican or not be a leftist. Because we see the fact that even when they're in the minority, they run the show. Even when we have a 5-3 conservative majority right now, they still get their way. Which is why they love themselves some big government. Which is why people were done with it and voted for Trump. Does Ted Cruz, who's been running his re-election campaign since, I don't know if you asked Justin, my amazing producer, he's been running it since January, what, 18th of 2016? Yeah, Teddy, you ain't going to be able to run your campaign when you can't even get the CEOs of Twitter and Facebook to come to Capitol Hill. When you're a feckless politician, you ask yourself, how do these guys and gals continue to play this game? Well, they play this game because people are stupid. They play this game because people are dumb and they don't pay attention. And they somehow find it okay that despite all of the pushing, I talked to Daniel Savakis about this on Friday, Twitter and Facebook and big tech continues to openly mock half the country. Openly mock half the country, and the people that are supposed to be elected to represent that half of the country are like, well, stop it. Nothing happens. And then they come back hat in hand and say, well, if you give me more money, I'll fight to keep you. You say, you didn't do it last time. Why am I counting on you this time? Why am I counting on you? Why should I believe you? People put the money in that. They put the money in the hat. All right? I mean, Christmas season is coming. They might as well just sing that song. Please put a penny in Ted Cruz's cap. If you haven't got a hay penny, then get away. Nope. People wonder why Trump attracts crowds of thousands. Because they are sick of the system. Of course, I also understand, and I also am telling, and I also will allow, because I am so just, that, you know, there is a real hardcore segment of the Trump base that almost treat him as a deity. I get that. There's a lot of people that are MAGAs that I'm like, yeah, he's a dude, right? Let's be calm with that. But I think that's a result of looking at an entire wing of a political machine that just doesn't care. And you say, what about Democrat? The people that vote Democrat, it's divided into two camps. The ones who are told, who are born and raised Catholic, raised Democrat, and just vote for it anyway because that's all they've been doing and that's what they've been told to do. Or the ones that actually believe, the true believers in what people like Biden and Harris and AOC want to do. And the question is, well, what do you do? Well, at this point, I mean, you might want to vote for Trump as nothing more than a buffer for the next 4 years, right? A lot of people, most important election of our lifetime and all these other things, you got to look at Trump as a buffer at this point and try to figure out for yourself for the next 4 years. Hopefully he gets back in. And that gives you 4 years to kind of figure out what to do when this thing just falls apart when he leaves. Because everything has become so centered around him. And I don't even think it's his fault. I don't think it's Trump's fault that the entire political establishment has revolved around him. How? I've asked this before about the news, the legacy media. How do you go forward post-Trump? Now that's the same thing as the political establishment as of right now. How do you go forward post-Trump? I know some of you say, well, we got past it after Obama. It feels like, and it seems, everything from politics to culture to music to, well, that's all culture. Politics, culture. Everything is wrapped around the movements of this man.